Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever, whenever. Thank you again for tuning in. Today we are going to talk about laundry. Single parent household with kids, laundry. What in the heck? What the heck do these kids do all day? How do they get so dirty? How do you have so much laundry? And more importantly, why is it so hard to fold those tiny little clothes and put them away? Little socks. It's like, and then don't even get me started on the washing machine eating the socks. Listen, I have had a washing machine actually eat a sock. Actually pull the sock in through the little impeller or whatever it was called. Look, the washing machine wouldn't drain one day, okay? It would not drain the water. I had to pull the washing machine apart. Pull it apart, and there was it was a baby sock. It was a baby sock lodged into the little pump. Lodged. I don't know if it overfilled the washing machine or what, but it was, let me tell you. I had a washing machine eat a sock. Furthermore, let's just jump into it. Why is there so much laundry? Why? And why do they stink sometimes? Like, I remember growing up playing outside. And I remember coming inside, my mom used to always say, "Boy, you smell like a wet dog." Growing up, we didn't have pets, and none of my friends really had pets either, so I didn't really understand what that meant until I got older, and then we had a dog. She has a dog, she has a dog, but we have a. And when the dog got wet, and there was that smell, I was like, man, that stinks. And it's like, wow, okay, I see what my mom's talking about now. But I mean, I don't think my kids smell like a wet dog, but there are some days when they come home and I'm like, do we need deodorant right now? Because y'all stink. That's the problem too. Like, they can't look, when they wear a pair of clothes, you gotta wash it. And then don't even get me started on the stinky feet. My 4-year-old's feet sweat. Like, I don't have sweaty feet. But her feet sweat. You take off her shoes. I mean, it's not even like 100 degrees. We're talking like a good 75 degree a day. She's running outside playing. And you take her shoes off, and her socks are, I mean, they're not soaking wet, but they're wet. And it stink. And don't even let them wear shoes without socks, 'cause man, it's brutal. Laundry. Let's just get back to it. Why? Why is there so much? And how do they get so dirty? Like, what do y'all use for? Like, how do you? I use spray and wash, or I'll like Tide pre-treat it. But let me tell you, like, every load of laundry, I have to pre-treat or the spray and wash a shirt or some shorts or a pair of pants because they are filthy. Stains everywhere. What do y'all use? Like, what's your go-to for laundry for kids? Because right now, my routine is just Tide and spray and wash. But I remember when they were little, like we had to buy Dreft. I think it was Dreft. It's like infant baby washing detergent. We don't use that anymore. I just use Tide. And Tide works. Tide smells good. Tide works for us. Like me and the girls. It works. They don't have any allergies to any of that stuff, thank goodness. So, yeah. But what do you use? How do you keep your kids' clothes stain free? And then also, how do you keep it looking good, like fresh, like new? what do you use? Because, I mean, I'll wash some of their stuff sometimes, and I'm like, man, this shirt looks old. It's a brand new shirt. See, and then it's hard too because, like, you're the only one doing the laundry. Oh my goodness, it's hard. I've had weeks. See, I would just say I had days, but let's be honest. I've had weeks to where the girls' clothes are just cycling in and out of, like, the laundry basket. Like, I don't even try to fold them. I've had weeks of it's just like, all right, let's get it out of the laundry basket. Like, it's just like, I don't feel like folding this stuff up. I don't feel like putting it up. I've gotten better now because, you know, I've got my list. Like, I'm in a better place. So, like, I'm doing good. And so, yeah, I've gotten better about taking the time, folding the stuff up, putting it in the dresser, or hanging it up, like, whatever it is. And then you have stuff that, like, you can't put in the dryer. I mean, they've got, like, some nice dresses and, I don't know, tutus or skirts that are just, like, you probably shouldn't put that stuff in the dryer. So, you got to put it on a hanger, got to hang it up. I've had stuff hung up, like, for weeks. It's just, it's that, I guess, what, you got to have the right mindset. Like, you literally have to have the right mindset to do laundry. You know what my mindset is to do laundry? My mindset is turn on the music. Not as loud as it can go, but pretty loud, and just jam and do laundry. Yep, that's my mindset. I mean, you have clothes, you have socks, then you have their bedding. I will never complain about doing my own laundry. Like, my stuff, like, all my clothes, like, I got no problem doing it. My bedding, my towels. Even their bedding and their towels, I got no problem doing it. But when it comes down to the actual clothes, that's when I'm about to lose my mind. Because there's so much. And I don't even have them every day. I don't even have them every day. But when I do have them, there's so much laundry to do. And I think a lot of it has to do with not just throwing it in the washing machine and washing it. It's like inspecting. Like, you are, to me, I am inspecting the shirt and the pants. I'm looking for stains. And then I'm putting it in the laundry. Or the multiple outfit changes. That's where it gets us. Me and the girls, that's where it gets us. Because they like to wear dresses to school and daycare. And then we come home and we want to play outside. And what I was saying earlier about the whole, hey, you got play clothes and you have nice clothes, you know, yeah, I don't want them playing in a dress, riding their bike in a dress, and then the dress is like dragging on the back of the tire. Maybe it's just me, but I'm like, oh, like, change. You know what? Fine. Make more laundry for me. Go change. Go change. And then, of course, you know, the shoes, like, they gotta wear the nice boots and stuff, but then they want to play in that. Anyways, laundry is like, I would rather do anything else than do the girls' laundry. Because the clothes are so small. I would rather do anything else. I'll do my laundry all day long. Their laundry is just so hard. How do you cope with the kids' laundry? Because I only have two. Those people, excuse me. Ooh, those people that have more than two kids, three, four kids. Like, how is that possible? How do you actually do laundry with that many kids? And keep your sanity? Because I have to do laundry every day. Even the days I don't have them, I still do their laundry. And I only have two. How in the world? Please tell me your secrets. How do you do laundry with more than two kids? How? Please, tell me. Tell me your secrets, and I will keep it a secret. You can email me, and I'll keep it a secret. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It is. Even right now, like I'm sitting here recording this, and I'm like, yeah, I've got their laundry. I know I have their laundry in the dryer. Laundry, yeah, their laundry in the dryer, and then a load in the washer. It's their stuff. I know I do. I'm just gonna do it tomorrow. I think part of it is outfit changes. Create more laundry than we should. Like, I'm tempted some days. I am tempted some days to just, you don't want to wear clothes? Okay. You want to run around and nothing? That's less laundry for me, so you can go ahead and do that. I used to see kids outside in a diaper, and I'm like, I'll never do that. I'm like, well, nowadays, like, okay, well, that's less laundry you have to worry about cleaning because you messed it up outside. So that's probably not a bad idea. Maybe, I don't know. Listen, oh, this is just gonna be a short one about laundry. Oh my goodness, laundry. I don't think I'll do one about baths too. But laundry is just a, it's just a mess. Because there's so much. Tell me your secrets and I'll keep it a secret. Better yet, tell me, is there like a better detergent than Tide that y'all use that's just your go-to? I'm curious. I think I was using Arm & Hammer, Tide, Dreft. Those are the three. Like, what do you use? That's probably it. I'd love to know. What do you use? What are your secrets on laundry? How do you do it? Like, do you? Is there someone out there that actually loves doing laundry? Please tell me. Are you one of those people? Like, you can't wait to get home to do laundry? There has to be people out there like that. I would love to know. I would love to know. So. Anyways, laundry 101. What do you wash? Like, what temp do you wash your stuff on? I'm curious about that too. I'm a cold guy. Put it on cold. Yeah, I don't know. Is there like a right and wrong way to do it? I don't know. It gets it clean. Look, all I got to say is my girls go to school and they go to class and clean clothes. See, us as adults, like, we could actually wear a pair of jeans two or three times and we're good. That's what's so tricky because them as kids, at least my girls, maybe your kids are different. They can wear something one time and that's done. Like, it's done. If they have some stains on it, they have food on it, and or they just stink. It just stinks because they've been playing roughhousing. It's like a wet dog in my mom's terms. And so, like, that one pair of jeans lasted a couple hours, and then they already got a different pair of pants on. What do you do? What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what I do. You just suck it up and you do it because your kids need clean clothes. And that's the moral of the story. Doesn't matter. You are a single parent. You are doing your best. And you are sending your kid to school or wherever in clean clothes. And that is all that matters. Look, I'm going to go off and even say you're sending your kid in clothes. Yes. Awesome. I've been there before. We have worn dirty things to school because it wasn't clean, my fault, and they're throwing a temper tantrum over it. And I pull it out, and there's no stains in the shirt or pants. And I'm just like, wear it. You know what? Wear it. Wear it and be proud. And that is that. That's all I have. Laundry. It was random and I want to talk about it. Like, how do you do it? How do you become motivated? Why is there so much? What can you do to reduce it? I don't think we could have made it back in the day. Like, a lot of us, like, I don't think we could have straight up made it. Like, we use washing machines to wash clothes that we don't even make. See, I'm going off on a. We use what. They didn't use. They didn't have washing machines back in the day. They hand washed stuff. And they didn't have dryers either. They had clotheslines. My grandparents had a washer and dryer, yes. But like growing up, like they were used to hand washing and clotheslines. My grandparents, both sides of the family had clotheslines in their backyard, and they probably still use them to this day. Actually, they still use them to this day. Clotheslines. I guarantee you, a lot of us modern, new age, new era people, like, if we had to, we wouldn't even know how to put a clothesline up in our backyard. Like, we couldn't make it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but there's no way we could have made it back in the day. And then let's not even talk about making your own clothes. Like, actually making your own clothes for your kids. They did that back in the day. What? Yeah. Crazy. See, you got me fired up because I'm thinking about it like, what are we complaining about? Nothing. I have a washer and dryer. I have a washer and dryer in my house. What do we have to complain about? What rights do we have to complain about? When I think about it, really, we have washer and dryers in our house that we're able to wash whatever, whenever, for our kids to have clean clothes the next day. If that doesn't make you feel proud, because I'll be brutally honest with you, because I've been there before. I've been there with my parents before. And it's not that we were poor, it's just we're going through some things that we didn't have a working washer and dryer in our house. We went to the washateria, and that's where we washed and dried our clothes. And I don't know, a lot of people don't know about those places. A lot of people have never been to those places, but yeah. To this day, they're still popular for a reason. A lot of people do not have washer and dryers in their households. And until you've broken down and had to go to a washateria and sit there, put your load of clothes in the washing machine, and you've had to sit there and make sure no one stole your items so you could put them in the dryer, like you don't know what other people are going through. You don't know. There are probably people still to this day that hand wash things, that have to hand wash things. You see, we live in a society where, like, have you actually gone to a third world country? There's no washer and dryers, y'all. There's no washer and dryers. There's hand wash. They're hand washing, they're putting it up on clotheslines, and they're letting it dry. See, I changed the script really fast. Really, really fast. And I want you to understand that we really need to be a lot more thankful for the positions we're in. The roles we play, how life is treating us or isn't treating us, how fair or unfair we may justify or think things are. Look, I get it. I mean, a simple laundry deal and being a single parent and feeling like the mountain of laundry is never ending can be hard. It is hard. Let's face it. It's one of the hardest things ever. But I know my girls need clean laundry. I know I need clean laundry. But I also sit back some days and think to myself, as a single parent, even if you're in a multi-parent, even if you and your spouse are together, but, you know, I'm going to kind of focus this on the single parent part of it. Like, whatever stage of life you're in, as far as either you do or don't have a washer and dryer at your house, working or not working, or you are hand washing things in the tub or the sink, or you're going to a washanteria. I call it washanteria. You can make fun of me. Laundromat, some people call it that too. But whatever, whenever, however you're getting things done, like, you gotta realize and you gotta pat yourself on the back that you're getting things done. Like, you have clothes to wash, to put on you, to put on your kids, your loved ones. And that says a lot. So yes, laundry sucks at times. But you could be in a position where you don't have any laundry to do. And I think that says a lot. Now, we could get into it and go on and on and on about being thankful, being grateful. Like, just know that there are people out there that would actually love to be in a spot that we're in, that we're complaining about doing laundry, regardless if it's at our house or at the laundromat, or even if we're hand washing stuff in the tub. There are a lot of things in this life that are given to us. We earned it, whatever you want to call it. There are a lot of things that we take for granted. And yes, I'm going to go there. Laundry is one of them. So, all that being said, next time you look at that mountain of laundry of yours, on the floor, on the bed, on the couch, or still in the dryer, be thankful. Pat yourself on the back. That's one other thing that you have accomplished. The day, the year, the month, whatever it is, like, you accomplished something. So, where am I getting at with this? I don't know. Laundry, it's one of those deals. Cup half empty, cup half full. However you want to look at it. I mean, I guess you're looking at it. Don't be too hard on yourself, though. Don't be too hard on yourself. So, I hope that you have a wonderful week doing your laundry. Stain sticking and whatever else, spray and wash, however else you're getting it done. I hope that you are having an amazing week. I hope that you enjoy your company and you remember that you're very fortunate no matter what your circumstance is currently. So, I will talk to you all later.